Good morning. This is Pat Speaks. We got Pat. First Pat and Stephen Subis. Okay, this is the beginning of the famous Sugya Pesach Pesuach. And you should just first start this man right here.
Happened to be talking about a case when there is no sex there.
Gemara is an Eishes Kohen, because the halacha is by an Eishes Kohen. One learns from Sukkim that Eishes Kohen is more chomer than Eishes Yisrael. That bias Eishes is shafil ba'oinet atzus l'kohen. So therefore, that topic, whether it's ba'oinet or atzus, is not relevant. Granted, we don't know whether it was ba'oinet. But regardless, whether it was Ernest, whether it was Rotten, on both of those possibilities, she's also, there's only one topic, Chatzik. And that's what Leza was saying then. I'm asking someone to tell you, then the Israel of it means that you can create the topic. That means we take on, we believe him that there's Pesach, that's definitely she was Nivola. So now that we take on she was Nivola, what we have in front of us is just a Chatzeka. Chatzeka is awesome. That's the din of a Sofer Derais, which is awesome. But the case the Gemara says is, Beishis Yisrael, Mkugon, the Kivua, Avuha, Kedushin, Chusa, Mbat Gilushan, Vimechot. There's the Gemara, that even by an Eishis Yisrael, that you need that, that the beast Eishis Yisrael should be brought, and it's also possible that there's a Chatzeka. We could do away with the suffix of Tachtav and Lav Tachtav. What would be the case? That it was Kibbol Ba'avuha, her father was in Kapadushin, which means that she became an Eishes Ish. That everything happened before she was Bat Gimel Shanim. So if the Bia, if the alleged Znus over here happened before, I mean, it happened before she was Gimel Shanim. On that, there's the Gemara that is the Soleh HaChoizrin. So she wants one till she becomes Gimel Shanim Yemechot. So if we see that the Pesach is Pesuach, so Behechruch, that the Bia which caused the Pesach Pesuach happened after she was three. After she was three, she was a very nacious ish. So that's why there's only one sofik. So the Mora has two scenarios with his one sofik, and the reason why it's one sofik is a little different in each one of the two uses. Meaning to tell like this, that by Eishes Kohen, we don't have any clarity of the fact. But the reason why the Chatzeka is because the facts are not relevant. Because true that we don't know that it happened, but it's happened for us, but it's irrelevant, because even if it happens, but it's still after. Right? So that's why by Eishes Kohen, it's a Chatzeka. By Eishes Yisrael, the reason why it became a Chatzeka is because we have Achro, we have reason to be Machria, to decide that one of our Sekas doesn't have to stop anymore. It's definite. So if she became an Arusa less than three, and now he comes and he finds a Pesach Pesuach, then it's clear to us that the deal which caused the Pesach Pesuach happened after the age three. After the age three, is she was an Eishes Ish. So that's why there's no suffix of Tachta Lap Tachta. There's only a suffix of Einet and Rotten. There's only a soft devoidness in Rotten. That's why the Chatzeka. So, this halacha that Rav Leza is talking about, we wouldn't want to name a law, but we wanted to know what type of Isser this is, what's the chaymer of the Isser. It's talking not more than the topic. And being that that's so this might be dependent on the Machlokes Rishonim, the din of Sofer Deraisa, which is Lahachmir, is you know, it's Machlokes Rishonim, whether that's din Deraisa or din Drabonon. Rambam, it's Drabonon. Right? So this issue over here might be an issue Drabonon, not a Nisa de Raisa. thing. Let's see a little from the ashes over here. I want to leave that for the moment. I want to go to the third Rashi. Let's play Baba Mai. Came with Baba Mai. Amai. Fetma. Amai Mitchali. Akpili. Mehemnis. Lay. The Nivelo. Fetima. Why? Why does this add up to Isser? Even if we have to believe what he's saying, which means that Nivelo, let's accept that she was Nivelo. But why does that equal Isser? That mother, it's a sex acre. Double Tachtov. Mishin is Sarah's in so. Did it happen Tachtov after the Erisin? That maybe happened by Oynes. And the Gemara is assuming that Oynes would not create it, if she was never by Oynes, she wouldn't be author. The Bashman Husa Shah Besh is Israel Kilakamon, maybe he learned his post. And that the Posse tells us he learned his post, so is that sooner, only if she wasn't forced. That's the source to the halacha that by an ish is rock upon him. The sensation ish doesn't have to go in. And I think my answer is by saying that we're talking about a specific case that is a hashtag of the ish's claims of Rashi. So her inis also vote that din that an inis doesn't answer. There's a difference between an ish's claim and an ish's joy. Hilkoch chad. Look at the Chatzegos. Chatzegos also. Who's in Bashon Gimel Shonim Zog Rashi? Ba'achsho Igidoylo. Yipituyeho Tituy. Be'inaynis. Rashi makes a point over here. Rashi says like this. In the case that we're talking about that her father was in composition, she became an Arusa. So, where are we standing now? Where are we standing now? Because my Gimel, you know, could be, 5 years later. Right? Or whatever it is. So, the clashing that right now, she's a Gdoyla. But why is that so? The clash, because right now she's still a Tano. Rashi is Mivuya Ukituya. Peter Veena of Ena Oynes. And Rashi is hinting toward this din that Peter Katana is an Oynes. That a Katana, Bina, she doesn't have any doubt. So even though in this kind of situation would have been considered a rotten by the Zola, but Peter Katana is an Oynes. It's considered an Oynes. That this is that what she was persuaded to do the right, so she doesn't have the dad to understand properly what's going on. And therefore, she doesn't have the capacity to be moineh from the mice. And therefore, in the halacha, pita ktana is an oinus. Therefore, it would definitely be an oinus. That's what Rashi's saying, that even though we're just talking about the Mkaba Kedushin, who's Nazim Oshonim, but there's another piece to the picture over here that we have to be talking about, that right now she's a Gdoyla. When we say right now, what we mean is that we need that there's a possibility that the Maisebiya took place when she was a Gdoyla. Right, so that's the topic over here. Now the Mishnah ask, based on this, this is a shout out to Mishnah ask, that well, if that's so, see, tell me how it is, that, let's say right now, you know, she's a chayz, she's 12 and a half, let's say, right? So she's been a gedolah the last 6 months, right? So you tell me that if the bia happened, Tachto, but it happened more than Sinne von einer. Lever sagt, heißt es, dass die scheine Menschen, they still be a sex ache over here. And because the sex ache is that granted that the beer was tacked of, but did the beer happen at a time that it's possible that it was that it had the din of a rotten. Even if it happened tacked of, but maybe it happened while she was with Tana, and if she was with Tana, so then whether it's actually she was forced or not, it has a din of an island. Hepatitis is Kasha over here. You see over here this Tysis, the third Tysis, right name of Aishis is Joel. In the time, Akati Ika Sex Faker, Sophic Boinis, Sophic Berotin. In the time, Berotin, Sophic Kishik Tanam. Even if it was done, Berotin, but maybe it was when she was in Tanam. Right? Because she was a Tanam, she definitely was a Tanam, right? Many years, during her Aishatish, being an Aishatish. In Pitik Tanam, I didn't think that, maybe we're all even doing. That's the question that the Rishonim ask. Yeshloima, the Shem Oynes Chadu. Tosfos tells us a Yisod. There's a fundamental idea in the din of sex data that we don't have two different stivas to be matter over here. The Tad Heta over here is Oynes. Right. So what we're trying to do is come to say that even though there wasn't a physical illness, but maybe she it was a physical piece, right? which is that won't happen because it has been an illness. And that basis is saying that since the Kli Hamater, the reason for the heter is right, the based on illness is just based on what we have over here. We have two way finding of illness. That's what this is. So that's not going to create a sex seika. Sex seika needs that we have two different reasons to be married, two different sibas hamatirin. This is all one sibas. Okay, so let's come back to the Rashi. The Rashi that we're talking about, the action hikdeva, who pitu yeho pitu, the inner oinus. So now, it's only one suffix, suffix only suffix rotten. I was suffix tachtov, suffix in tachtov, but that suffix, whether it was tachtov or not, leko. There is no suffix. Definitely, it happened tachtov. Why? She would nivla koidum achayim, because if the bia happened before, and she was not nivla since then, koidum slech choizim, kizam bimistachas benidah, then her basumim would have grown back, and the Pesach would have been once again Tosfim. The Mishnah says that Pochot Mikan from Bat Gimel Knet Netzah Be'ayin Shadim Yoytzes V'Chayzeres. That's the source to this halacha of the Tulei HaChayzin. So therefore, Zolta Gimorah, so that's this was in such a case like this, that if we want to have a situation where we know that a bee was definitely tachtov, so that one says that using kabbal kedushin kusim b'asimo, that means that she was an eshetish kusim b'asimo at that point. So a bee which could create a pesach pesuah, the hechel was after the HD, which in this case was that she was in Shredo was an HSH. That's why there's no topic over here. We have that information, we have the basis of that information, background information, you know, as far as that's concerned. So given these facts, so on such an issue that she became an HSH before she was 3 years old, and the Baal comes and he says, Pesach Pesuach, so definitely she was Nivola after the Erisin, after she was an HSH. And the only topic that we have over here is that was it Ba'inis
or Berotzen, like Rashi says, because we're talking about, we're standing right now at a point where she's old enough to have a halacha dika, Rotzen. That's why we have that topic. But in a chanani, if she was still a ketana right now, then there will be no sopik, right? Coming from the other side, right? That Nadino is definitely with Tato, but we would know that definitely
Mukhar, he also waited. Even though she was married to him from the time that she was less than three, he waited all this time until she became a gedola.
Yeah, no, the story wasn't until now, right? You know, there always was a long time. I guess that was the plan, you know? I mean, you know, she was in casual when she was less than three, she's, you know, you know, I guess it was just, you know, just to cash in and then, you know, come back when you're married, right? Mm-hmm. Right. Right, so I'm saying, so therefore, if she's a ketana at Nivui Nigmora, that if she's a ketana at this point, then Lidach is, then we have a hachro to be matirit, hakohon b'neshis Yisrael, because it definitely has a din of an oinus. Over here, let's see if more than we'll get back around. We'll fill in some things over here. Talk to Gemara. Michael Mash Malone, Hanina. That's the Gemara. Being that what we just explained, where we were standing over here, and that in the Hanami, he's not coming to after six faker, it's a hard faker, which, you know, that's. This that a chad speaker's office is that's not in a chidushim. We'll see. What I'm saying, what we're asking over here is it a chad speaker we're answering? That's what we're doing over here, right? So that the fact that a chad speaker's office, that's not any chidushim. So what is his chidush? Well, we'll see in a minute. But the Gemara is going to ask a question. Mike Mashmon, what is he coming to tell us that we don't know from other sources? Tanina. There's a Mishnah that tells us the fundamental chiddush that he's saying. Oh, we didn't even speak out what it was yet. But let's see. The Gemara says that Kamashim Tanina. Emily Isha Kidash, the American Kidash Tanning, a person that he claims that he was Makadish and she is or was his wife. You know, relevant talk over here. And she says it's not true. He's never Makadisha. The book is as follows. He says the Krayvov, who was the Krayvov sale. She is more to the Krayvov, that this debt he claims, and he says that he was Makadisha, that has no bearing on her at all. Doesn't have no validity. Doesn't create a sophic, and therefore any toilodos, any things which are an outgrowth of the alleged collusion that he's saying, do not apply to her, because we don't, as far as she's concerned, that we don't view her as having been the kodeshes to him. So those craving were never an answer. However. He is author to her praises. Now the Gemara seems to be saying that the Mishnah, which says that he's author to her praises, as that Mishnah already tells me what the blessing might have been coming to the Chalishtos, and that's a Mishnah. Now let's see over here. Let's see the Rashi, the second Rashi. Remember Oyster Lov, the Rashi. Even though this is something that only through him we can know. Lagabi nafshe havi mehemen l'shabi lech tishti sura. Zok Rashi that he is believed, Gabi nafshe havi mehemen, he is believed concerning himself to create Yisra. To make her author to him, Chatiha Yisra, as if it was something which is author. A piece of Yisra. Aval ha'af tiza miksuva also loy mehemen. Rashi makes a mention over here as far as the miksuva. Let's hear the Ikar Rashi. The Ikar Rashi is saying, is telling us that the chiddush over here seems to be a chiddush that he could be believed. He's not believed. Except from Rashi, he's not believed concerning anything else. But he's believed concerning himself, which l'chor means as follows: that in order, let's say an aid effort would come, that one aid would come, and he would say he'd be made that an issue was mezane, nation's issue was mezane. So the law is the end of Shabbos Mishnayim. So the an aid effort is not sufficient for him to be made on such a thing like this, and what he would be saying would have no validity, wouldn't mean anything, wouldn't create a sophic at all. So this person, well, why, you know, he's an echad, right? He is an echad, you know, he has such a, so why is it that he's believed? So that's the chiddush over here. There's a new din, a chiddush din, that the person is never concerning himself. That's the halacha that's over here. And on that, the Gemara is asking that chiddush raised in the void, in the Mishnah of the Inkedushin. Let's see the Rashi, Michael Mashmalon, just jump to that Rashi. Like Mashmon Tanino, we already learned in the Mishnah, Shalom Neman Lassme, Les Eloi, Es Hamotor Al Piv. That the truth of what Rashi over here means is Les Eloi Hamotor. Rashi, what that means is that something which we were assuming was Mutter, he's Neman, we believe him, like that it's author. That's the reading, I believe, in the Rashi. So of course, so we're looking at today as the author, but until now it was Mutter, and he's Naaman. That means that we're gonna rely on what he's saying to change the status of that thing, right? Even though he doesn't really have the conditions of a proper aid do such a thing, but being that we're using it concerning him, so concerning him he's believed, we rely on him, right? That's the chiddush that is halacha of shavi anapshe chaticha bisuru. He's believed only concerning himself, but concerning anyone else he's not believed. And That l'chora is what Rashi means to say, that Rashi before says that l'gabi k'suba he's not neman. Oh, he's not neman klapi k'suba because this type of nemonus is a nemonus only concerning himself. But to be master k'suba from his wife, that would already require nemonus klapi someone else. And klapi someone else, that he doesn't have the wherewithal to create facts by Bezdin, which should be mastered his life of Ksuba. Now we were discussing this halacha over here. Let's see how we understand to understand this. I mean, we have two scenarios where the Gemara is working with our halacha of Shavya Nafshech Tichon Yisura, that he's believed by himself. And what we want to know is as follows, that is this halacha, I mean, in these two cases, assuming that the person comes to them, right, and tells them, you know, this is what I saw, this is what I, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, that's a pasuach matzasi. You know, what's my halacha? What am I mutter also? So if there will be no din of shavei nafshech tichon yisura, does that mean that he'd be mutter? Maybe he knows, you know, as far as he's concerned, whether his wife, it's a soft guy, pardon me, whether he was mizanin, right? But he saw his wife be mizanin, right? And he comes to Bezdin and he tells Bezdin, right? So without, is it possible that without this din of shavei nafshech tichon yisura, then he'd be mutter. I mean, l'chayah, the din of nemonis is if you want to transmit the information to someone else, right? That's where the halachas of nemonis are relevant. But you know, you know what you saw, right? What's the question? I mean, you believe yourself. What's the issue? What's the issue? If his halacha is according to his knowledge. So what do we mean over here that, you know, that the chiddush over here is shavei nafshech tichon yisura? Anymore is questioning whether or not, you know, we need to bless the tell by chiddush. That chiddush we see by kiddushin. Similar idea. Now, if a person, he knows he was a Kaddish Isha, right? Sure, that's what, you know, she says not. Okay, fine, that's all. But according to his knowledge, she's lying. He knows that it really, that he wasn't a Kaddish Isha. So he's also on her craving. Do I need halacha of Shabbat and Abshah Chetir Chetzurah for that? Well, what do you say? What do you hold about that?
May I just it's similar to like we see later with the mother that the Rabbanan required that a chasana be made on a Wednesday because we want in this, you know, don't be upset about it and go to based in another way. In other words, that it's not just that he's required to treat it that she's offered to him, but based in is required to apply that ether on him. You know, they can apply it globally, but they have to treat him as a person that's asked to the woman.
Okay, very good. So, if I'm understanding correctly, that you're saying that in a chanami, you know, bein levein atzmoi. There's no. I don't need shavtish on that. It is for transmitting the information to another party, that another party will act upon the information, and that's what this halacha is. Nema the oisra olav is that therefore bezin or whatever it is will accept that. And it will be a fact, a proven fact, how Bezdin looks at it, and they'll therefore act accordingly. They'll prevent him from staying with her, or him to be megarish, or whatever the halachas would be to someone who's truly offered to his wife. Now, and therefore the Mishnah in Kiddushin also, by the same token, is talking that it's concerning Bezdin, whoever it is, you know, someone else. But for him, for his personal din, what he could, what he can do. Okay, very good. Now let's say like this. Now let's just bring out the point. That this halacha of Shabbat HaShechtich Yisura, we find questions is that someone could say something which gives over the message that it is there, but that the person who said it didn't really mean what they were saying. And there's a sugya which talks about the halacha of a masva, whether you could give an explanation, excuse as to why that was said, and in order to retract the iser that was created. I think Ma talks about this, such a case like by neither such halacha. Let's say Isha tells her husband, "Say I need love," right? And then she comes back and she says that, truth is, I was really, it wasn't really true. No, there were ulterior reasons why I told you at the time, but really wasn't. So this fact, without an amasla that she's offering, is really, is mekayach the halacha of shab nashik nechizu. That's what this halacha is. Now, she really knows that she's not awesome, right? But others, like her husband, right, don't know that. And the halacha is that Shabbat Nashtichi Bisura, she could create other conditions over there, right? But in such a situation like that, and that's not such a good example. I'll try to get a better example. But such a thing, so it's bringing out over here that would be a case where the person has their own, as far as that's concerned, they're really Muslim. But what they did was that they transmitted an emunah of others, and that others, right? It's not no different than Aiden, right? Let's Aiden say Aiden, right? And they come back and they say, "Nah, the truth is, we just said that for right?" But if they don't have the basis to be chayyim, it's a shame. That's the fact. That's what it is, right? And that's what we have to deal with. Right? That's what this halacha is. It's a shav nafshich tich b'surah, right? And that's what others would deal with. But the person himself, shutai, b'chara, is they know the fact. They know the real truth, and I would think that if they know the real truth, then the issue is not relevant to them. Let's take an example like this. Let's first talk about Adam, right? Let's say Adam come and Adam falsely are made on a piece of bolster that is awesome, the veil, right? And they know they were lying. Right? So what's that law? Are they allowed to eat it? I think so, right? Because they know the truth, right? 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 So, their atheist doesn't create the teeth. But their atheist just creates those who have no other information over the Kayach of Atheist. So others have to believe that, and if Kayach of Atheist is that they establish facts, and it's fine. So for the rest of the world, these facts were established. Even like the rest of the world doesn't know, they were lying. So, according to the guidelines and accepting Jesus, this fact was true. But for the Aiden, that they themselves know that it's not true, it's mother. Right? It doesn't mean I would think. That, let's say, not the Aiden, let's say the other, someone else, there was a different person that was there on the scene, and he also knows that it was not awesome. Right? Well, also, you know that the Edom are lying, right? Fine, then look at it more than, right? So I would think that you know they're lying, they're lying. That's the whole thing of Edom is that if you don't know what it is, so then they can establish the facts, then you can show it to those facts. But if you know otherwise, I don't think that the question of Edom changes the material. Now, of course, you got to make sure it's money eaten. You got to do it privately, because if there's indecency we can get, then according to their knowledge, you might get, you in prison would say on a piece of Boston, that it's often. Right? Not such a good case because you don't need Shamian Afshik for that. I was trying to give a case of a Shamian Afshik. But if you have a Shamian Afshik, right, let's say in our case over here. Let's say someone comes to Bezin and it says, Pesach so and so here. He comes and it says that he stole his wife as Mizanin. She saw the Mizanin. But then even clear, without these things over here. Right? So because of the din of Shavya Nashek Tichidi Sura, that thing will be foul, and Bezdin could prevent him. But let's say he knows that it's not true. He's lying, or whatever. He has an amatzot, an unacceptable amatzot, whatever it is. Right? So it doesn't change what he accomplished, but he personally knows that it's mutter. Right? But l'chayra, it should be mutter. Right? L'chayra, it should be mutter, because his halacha is halacha of nemonis, and we're working with real facts over here. So if the truthful facts are otherwise, so even though he transmitted it, and granted that transmission has halachas, that Bezdin has to deal with it as if that she's hakah oser. But that's only as far as Bezdin's concerned. But b'chol beinu levein atzma, if he knows it's mutter. That just brings out the point that we were saying before, that kinira, the whole halacha of shavi nafshich yichidi tzura is really only relevant, I would think, for others. But for the person himself, monoshof, right, if he really knows that it's osur, right, without the hilchus of shavi nafshich, and on the other hand, that if he really knows that it's mutter, but even after the din of shavi nafshich happened, I would think that it's still mutter to him. And that's what the Ramosko Rishon, I think. Unless we have some other sources on the matter. Well, what do you say, Michael?
Not to say, but I hear how you're reading Rashi. I'm not sure if Rashi. I see how you're reading that's how Rashi understands. But I'm not sure.
Yeah,
Rashi does understand that way. Mm-hmm. The Menorah is interesting. The Rambam doesn't say Shavya Nafshe anywhere on this idea.
Mm-hmm.
Seemingly, and he uses the lashon of Safek Darais Alchum. Rambam uses that now. Rabbi Davis, I didn't look this Rambam back up, but Rabbi Davis had showed me one where in this kind of a situation he gives Malchus. Now, I don't know if that's Malchus to Rabbanit, but if he's holding, you said, it's interesting because you said that he holds Safek Darais Alchum is only to Rabbanit, but he showed me a Rashi, a Rambam, where the Rambam says he would get Malchus in a Safek Darais case. So I need to look that back up. I don't know if that was Malchus Marcus. But it seems to me that maybe the reason that Rambam doesn't say Shavya Nafshe is because he's learning more like you. And this is Safek Darais Alchum. Rather, you don't need Shavya Nafshe the way Rashi says. And the Chalal doesn't say it. No.
But in order to get Malchus, I would agree that you need the Zim Shavya Nafshe in order for Bezdin to administer Malchus, no? Because how does Bezdin know?
I don't think he says Shavya Nafshe there either. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find that Rambam. I don't remember where that Rambam.
Okay, so that's your
Rambam.
What's the basis?
No.
Yeah, I don't know the basis. Right. So if you write Shavya Nafshe, there's some kind of halacha going on in the Gemara. The Gemara is asking my Kamash. Well, on Tanina, that whatever that din is, right, but that maybe we'll have to just classify the din and with a different term. But there's something here, right? Some kind of zin over here that we're working with, right?
Say that again, what you're saying?
I'm just saying that there is some kind of halacha in the sugi over here that we're working with, that the Gemara seems to understand that, you know, that there's a chiddush over here, and you need a lezi, you need a mishnah, you need something to tell us that.
Right, is this something to write, so you're saying you wouldn't need it?
That sounds like it's of a portion one. Was looking at the Kseika, you know, that's all actual, you know, given.
Yeah.
So that is some kind of deceptive chiddush over here. Yeah?
Right. What it says is that we view it that the person could be sure, right? Even though
okay, right. So that's what the Gemara ends up explaining, what the chiddush over here is over the Mishnah. What we are pointing at is that there is a chiddush of Bukul Shavinash and Shavinari over here. It might not be the Rebbe's chiddush because the mission was already Mechabit. But that's what we're focusing on right now. Right?
Or some of the things is that is he usher to her before he comes to Beis Din? Or is it when he gets to Beis Din and he says, as a pursuit of mentality, that's when he becomes usher? That's really what we're. So the Rav holds that he's answer right away. He knows as a pursuit of mentality. Even if he never comes to Beis Din, he's answer, and the whole reason they made him to go to Beis Din is so that he shouldn't do an Isser now on himself, that they'll kind of codify it and force him not to be with her. But he really already has the Isser. Right? So whereas I was thinking that Shavya Nafshi is really, it's not until he makes the kind of that becomes usher.
Nothing I'm saying here is different than what the Rav is saying, but that type of passion is that if a person, you know, sees milk flow on his meat, then he's not allowed to eat it, whether he testifies to Beis Din, doesn't testify, you know, but there you don't need to eat him to call anyway, but he doesn't eat him either.
And the why is
and truth, we didn't know it. But I want to get to that. I want to go and get to that. We definitely have to get back to that place just in the studio. I want to get there. And then we'll discuss it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think there's another interesting color if you look at the Lactosos on the Daf.
Yeah.
But what's the Mahlok is there between Rashi and Tosos by Delta?
Yeah, there's also getting involved with the
okay. Or or did the Hamas want even for himself?
That's a good point. Hastings. Well, let's try this. That the Gemara seems to be saying, since he's standing over here, that is this something that we could rely on him, that even before believing him, that he knows what he's saying? It would have been a time to say that maybe we can't rely on him. Maybe we're not so sure if what he's saying he really knows is. Now, on that side, what we want to know is like this, is that what's the status of what he would be saying? Let's say, for example, like this. Let's say Aiden come in, right? Come to Bezdin. Even say something, you know, not the sure, but you know, we saw something which might have been a rethink, right? So, or whatever it is, right? Could they say something with the dad and create a topic? I think that posture that Ada has is the other border, right? If they're not sure what they saw, and they're just creating, want to create a topic.
I'm just going to give that maybe a case that they saw for sure Bia. We don't know if it was honest or Baratzim. We saw she was for sure had a Bia, that they should be. I'm just saying maybe this is like case. Is this a good case for you?
No, because that they create a topic. They're giving us definite information. They have a topic. That's really what Avimor is doing here, right? That's happening over here. But I'm talking about a case where the initial facts are not clear, right? So I would think that in Aedes has to be the whole borders. Aedes are not sure what they're saying. It's not even a topic. It's not Aedes.
That's how I understood it. That even regarding the person, it would be much better. Even though he seems...
Now,
the person said, listen, you know, if you're in doubt, you know, you have a doubt. So there's a possibility that you stack up as a put to us. You know, so and then you should deal with the Vakasovic. That's a possibility. But either Giso, still you could be mistopic that it could be that even Krabi myself, if something has to have a valid topic, right? Like, for example, they talk about halacha, right? And this, you have to be specific about this, but, you know, we talk about, let's say, you know, within a certain amount of time, a person, you know, he's not sure if he said Masha Barua, right? So the place can talk about certain situations. The halacha is that, you know, within the first 90 days, whatever it is, you know, at 90 times, so we assume that you didn't say it, right? Perfect. But in halacha, there's certain things that they could depend on when the topic was neulad. Right? If you first, you know, after the position had been, think back, you know, when I said it, you know, it might have a different meaning. What I mean to say is that even though you might be in doubt, but there's certain things that is not considered a topic. We don't view it as a topic at all. So there definitely is such a thing like that, even Ben Levena Asmoi, and not every doubt that I have is a valid topic, even concerning myself, right? So, yes, this is topic, over what this would be over here. I meant to point out is that it could be that they're not totally on each other, and it could be that the Aedus and Amonus need a greater level of clarity than I would need for my own personal listener. Right? That's definitely a possibility, right? You know, in this specific scenario, right, what the halacha would be, that's a good shaila. Let's hear the Gemara. The Gemara says that Dakdat Chamina, that he was like him, right? Rashi makes a point over here. Rashi says, Aval hocha ema mitzvah shepanei hoya ve'enei boki mekem hodu lekimbe. Asaba shemotza pesach basuch ve'enekin v'loy teyot ha'kamash balon. Rashi would be mashing over here that the chiddush over here is if we're dealing with a bocher opponent, what do you mean? That someone that does have experience, as Rashi seems to be saying, that maybe in a chenami, then there's no chiddush in someone who's not pony, that such a person we definitely assume that he knows what he's saying. Akoponim, but mitzvah upon is any book in making with like him like Hasbara Shemot the Pesach Pesuch any came. But loy teyach the Kamash Malon. Loy teyach the Kamash Malon. Now like this. Now, I explained this. But we're explaining this right now that it doesn't start because in order to be able to be considered an amonis, has to be something which is clear. And according to this Tan the Gemara, that we would doubt that whether he really knows what he's saying could be take his word that he knows what he's saying. So I was talking right now that halacha in Eidus and Amonis, you know, to give over something, the Aleph Beis is that it has to be that we can assume that you know what you're saying, and that's not an issue at all. Now, in this specific scenario, really, you could be mistaken, maybe a different way of explaining what this is. You need to say like this, that in our case, there is a sophic, right? There's a sophic. So, you might have learned that the
right? So that would create possibly a septic again, right? Right? That's what the Moor means over here. That we don't know, this was the septic, whether Bechlau, Petah, Petuah. And even if it was Petah, Petuah, right, but you still have that septic, right? You have to be braided to see whether this is an authentic sex act.
There'd be a big maskanina if it was that she got married under 3 years old to a Kohen, right?
Very good. Very good. Mm-hmm. In the case where there's no sopik, right? In the case we have both things, correct. So it would be considered a vandai. Very good, right? If we're looking at the sex act, so you have to have that, you know, you have to have the hot take over here. But if the pshat is that it doesn't start in the first place, then even if what based on if we what we'd accepted, it would be clear that they're not. But I would think that Kipshutai, what the Gemara means is that it doesn't get off the ground in the first place. Right? Now, it doesn't sound like the mash that we're using to sex lay, right? Definitely the mash noise is that make mudlay kimlay and then shine, you know, that doesn't start.
What do you start if you
have that we wouldn't start what he's giving over, the Pesach itself, we wouldn't accept the Pesach in the first place. Right? So therefore, even if after that there are no sages, assuming that there was a beer, she definitely would be also. But definitely the mashmoit in the Rashi over here is that according to the Havi Mura, that if he doesn't know, then you know we don't hear the Pesach Pesuah at all.
Right. We would have mastered him even though there's only one suffix in Solomon's case.
His case, yeah, okay, right, let's say that. And then
Shana seems to say about Rav Gamliel later, who says, you know, Shema Hatita Velo Yadata. Seems there were, you know, he seemed to be choshish for that. I'm not sure. So, I mean, obviously, Rashi's going to learn that Gemara. So, I mean, because there are other Rishonim who hold that this is not like Rashi, that this is only by an Asui and Haka by a Bachur, we wouldn't believe. And so for them, that Gemara later by Rav Gamliel is right. So how's Rashi learning that Gemara later? I guess that, meaning here he's saying it's even by a Bachar we believe, even though Rav Gamliel there said Shema Hatita,
is that the explanation why he might be making a mistake? Is that the only explanation, or that's an additional explanation why he's making a mistake. So in this game over here, right, that was saying that Shema make one like Kimle, right? So why is it like Kimle? What's he getting wrong? So is it because of that maybe he made a Hatia? Is that what it means? I think that's what it means. He brings in another point over here, which that means then Agamor will be saying, we're not finished by this, right? That's what it is. He's mentioning it way later on about Shema Lashema Shema Hitisa.
Shema
Hitisa? No.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
This Gemara is not holding by Shem Yitzis at all.
I don't think it's being chayish for that at all.
I mean, say, he knows the difference between Pesuach and not Pesuach.
Right.
Even a Bachur.
Well, at least if he claims
he knows it, then we trust that he knows it. Right. It could be that most Bachurs. That's a good question, which I didn't get into later. Is his claim a Shem or is his claim a Berry?
Right,
we're sure that he can't be sure.
Okay.
the truth of the Kamash one and the Gemara is that being that he's saying he's sure, so we'll accept and we'll assume that he knows what he's saying. Right? That's what the Gemara is saying. Kamash Malon, right? So that's the Chiddush over here, over the Mishnah in Kiddushin. Basically, what I'm saying is that Rav Leva's Chiddush is that he's applying that Yisod of Shavi Anafshe even to such a scenario. That's the Mordi Mechadish over here. That's Rav Leva's Chiddush. Now, once that's said, so now let's go back to that first Rashi. Okay, Rashi makes a mention of Tainiz Dom, Tainazoi, that when a Basula is Nivalo, so there's really two things that happen as a result of the Behila. Like Moshe says, the Pesach becomes Pesuach, and in addition to that, there's Domin there, that's the whole bin of Dam Tzum, that bee is Moiti Dam. So, and on the contrary, like we saw from the din of mentioning more about the din of the din is to verify whether Shitaka was a psul or not is Ayide whether there was dam or not. If Shitaka was a psula, then there should have been dam as a result of the being Shaina. And if there's not, that's an indication that she wasn't a psula. Now Rashi wants to know that he's saying Pesach Pesuach, what's with the Domin? What is the man? Now what does Rashi mean to be Ma'ir over here, right? That, you know, what happened to the Tainis Domin? Would things be different? Is there a question over here? Or just... So Kipshutai, that once we come to the Matkana of Yom, we see that the whole Chiddush over here is that his time has to do with the Pesach, something which is not clear. So Pesach Psuach is something that is trying to make a woodwork inlay. But as far as Domin, you know, if he would come and he would say that there was no dam, and that's why he's saying that she was Nivala. So on that, that's something which is clear. So you wouldn't have the Chiddush over here. So that could be why Rashi wants to know what's the story over with the dam, right? Why is it relevant to Taina Pesach Pesuach? And now the rest tell us that we accept it, even don't say he's making the kingly. Right, you know, you have dam. You know, if the Pesach Pesuach, so by the same token, then there should have been no dam. If there's no dam, so let him tell it. There was no dam. Right? That's Kipshutai, how you can understand what Rashi's saying. Our Peter Matkon asking about what the Chiddush over here is. But let's think for a moment. That's all talking on the side that there was no dam. Then you have this meeting that wasn't negated the time to pass that through and just say that there was no dam. But what would be tacky if there was dam? Right? What would be if there was dam? Right? What would you say? Right? So he comes and he tells us that I got to do a dam, but you know, Pesach Pesuach Matosi. Right? So over here, Kemin Claren, what I think could be Shalom Shenron about this over here. Right? What would you say in such a case? Now, there's really two struggles to down over here. First side would be that would we accept the fact in such a thing? That maybe we tell, listen, you know, you tell me that there was dam, so then, you know, your pet will do something's wrong here, right? Something is not didn't happen. So dam is pretty clear. Right? And Pesach Pesuach, even though Al-Gemara says that when he says that we believe him, but if you have something over here to tell us obviously making a mistake because you're telling me that they're down. Right?
It would be mutter.
Right. And then that would be mutter. Right? Right. So this, again, might be, you know, one of the stars over here that we're working with that on the side that there's no dam to work with over here. There has to be no dam because if there would be taka, if there would be no dam, it would be clear that there was no dam, then this taka and the family wouldn't help at all.
The brother said, is it possible a matzias of dam and Pesach Pesach?
Okay,
right.
I really have to want to take both sides over here.
Right.
So the first side I was going with was that it's not possible.
Well, it's impossible, and there's nothing to talk about, right? And clearly,
but the question is what's the mistake, right? You have to decide what's the mistake, right? So do we say, you could say that, well, then he said that's Missouri, no, right? Then, you know, so maybe the dam is a mistake, right? So on that was saying that being that it's Missouri in the Gemara, that Pesach Pesach is Musav or Kinma, you know, but only because he's saying, I know it. That's why we accept it. But if there's something else which is telling us in this case over here that must be like him, right? So that's what we said. Even though he's saying for sure, but in this case, the things that are working, that there must be a mistake. Now, right, you're saying very good, right? That's more going that we don't accept a possibility that you have both. Now, on the side that you have both, right, that it's possible to have both, so now what we really need to know over here is to decide that, so as far as the indicator of Besula and Be'ula, how do you dine that, right? And so that basically means like this, is that is it possible for an Isha to be, you know, the Dam says that she was a Besula. The Pesach Besula says that she's a Be'ula. Well, if she's a Be'ula, could she have Dam, and she's a Besula, could the Pesach be Besula? Right? That's what you have to dine over here. Now, I just mentioned just things that we know already, right? But you know, but this shaila, you know, you have to really have a proper of these. And this really might be a horrible b'chlal, but I like this, right? So saying like this, is it possible that Pesach Pesach is done? I mean, the answer to that is that's not really so far-fetched, right? Because we know what the Sugya Halacha is, you know, as far as being toiled down, being toiled machmazia, that dam is not dam nidus, and it's dam suvim, the halacha, the abdal yomim, right? There definitely is such a thing that even after the Bibi Shaina, there is such thing as dam suvim. Therefore, that over here there's a fact to say that maybe, right? And this really is more on that first side that we just said, right? But Akoponim, but we're showing that there is such a thing as Dan Besulim, even when the issue was already not a Besula at this point. It was referred to as the dam maka, right? This is the dam, you know, of the maka of the which the dam still could come out at a further time. Dalad leilis, right? Because he based chaynish. I mean, you know, it could be that you have a long time that you still running that. So based on that, that really brings up a thought to us that finding dam is not necessarily an indication that she was a psula.
to then now things, you know, swing back over to the other side. If you think that's for sure, and, you know, there was Dam, okay, you know, but Dam is not a contradiction to the Pesach Pesula, because there is such a thing as Dam Pesulim, which got Damaka, which can come later. And if that's so then it still would be relevant his taina of Pesach Pesulah. Case is that we just mentioned before that his taina Pesulah might not be relevant if there was Dam, right? We just earlier that a possibility not like that. Right? That being that there is such a thing as Damaka. So on the contrary, at this point in the Gemara that we see make him that he is Kimlay, so maybe we would accept that he's still Kimlay. And the Dam, we would say that, you know, that this Dam is the Damaka of so much comes after later days. But, you know, maybe it wasn't the first day.
According to assuming Rashi would be masking to that Matthias that you can have Dam even though the Pesach was Pesua. And assuming, like most shown in learning Rashi, that Rashi's saying if you have Dam, he would be mutter to her because the claim of Pesach Pesua would go away. So would you say that then Rashi is saying that because it's Lo Shchiach, to have, you know, the Dam, you know, that you have the Dam Maka, da, 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 and therefore the all these other types of Damim, even though he's mocking to the Matthias,
mm-hmm.
it's not Shkia, and therefore we would say that it's a Stira to the Pesach Pesua. Is that how you understand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. If we would take out of Rashi that the Pesach Pesuach would not pater if there was Dam, right? So then the shot would be like you're saying, we would assume faster that this is the initial Dam of Dam Pesulim. That idea, right, of being Tayla Dam later, Dam the Sulim, doesn't necessarily mean that it's prevalent, right? Such a thing that the Maka lasts. And therefore, again, in this situation, you want to Dam, you know, how would we establish what we have with Fonano, right? That would be that we would assume that this Dam is the Dam of the Birish, of this Dam is the Dam of the Birish, and the Pesach was still a mistake. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's why there's a discussion over here of Pesach of the Dam, right? If there's no Dam, then it's not relevant the taina of Pesach Pesuch, which is really the chiddush of this halacha as far as the kimlay is concerned, because Dam is definitely kimlay. So Elamai that there was Dam, so if there is Dam, then you know his Pesach Pesuch is disregarded. But what's with the Dam? So now that Rashi says the taina is long. Neimoi kigoyin shimishpatas dukati. Shame when Dam Sulim could come on. Rashi has two cases, that either there is no Dam, but the fact that there is no Dam is not any indication to anything, because she's not supposed to have Dam Sulim. She's from a mishpacha that doesn't have Dam Sulim. Apparently, it is like that. It would seem like, you know, that what the Bisulim, there is something there which the Dam, like you saw, is Muvla in some, you know, to some degree.
But even if there is no dam, but that phrase, tissue, whatever it is still there to be safe in the Pesach. Why is a clash? You should have the memento map of your dam or your dam in Rav. So that's the other possibility. The reason why there's no time is done is because the mapa, which has the indication of dam or not, it was lost before it was looked at in China. We don't have any basis. So all he's coming with, therefore, I will say is brulei shepesach pasuach motzah.
Definitely all
concern is only for the issue. We're not concerned about Ksuba or not. So we want him to come to Beis Din in order to create the issue through the Shabbat Nafshei. Do you see from other Gemara, from our Mishnah, that if you create a Shabbat Nafshei, that he's kinlay, right? We assume that he's kinlay. Now on the left then, right, we saw all the tases. But now we have the Gemara for Neinu. That Tesis is ma'ir on Rashi like this, right? Because the question over here is that our Mishnah, the Ikar Takana over here, in our Mishnah, that who's that for? So who in the Gemara by us over here that Nemel Oyster Circle Size is only in the gay at specific notion, a Chatzeka. Right, most Noshim are have the sex data. So most Noshim, there's no, you can't create any yisur, even if you believe him, and then you have all that. But so it goes on. After everything said and done, it's all sex data.
Right,
like the Moran, that's the Moran. Right? I'm going to touch right away. Right. That, you know, because you don't believe everything you said, but we don't have enough information to create instances to sacred after everything was accepted. Now, Rashi on the Mishnah seems to be addressing this point, and Rashi on the Mishnah says that our point of having him come to Bezin is Yedekah of Hashem Yehoyeweden. Right? So in Rashi, that we're interested in having that Isser brought out to us, but when Rashi explains the Mishnah and Gufa because, right, that our Mishnah is not limited to a Chatzveka, so the Isser can't be based on the Shavya Nafshei. That's what Rashi learns the Mishnah, that the Issa that we're going to be working with is really Kaya Hayden, right? But on that factosis, then what's the most valuable? Yeah, Afana Nami, not Nami Tina, right? At the end of the day, it's the Hayden, right? We're not relying on him, you know, the Issa is not coming from him. Therefore, Tosis learns over there that, no, you see from Adamo over here that the Isser is not coming from him, right? And it's not the Adam. I you want to know, well, you know, this halacha is only relevant to two limited cases over here. There's no Tosis and no Tanami. There's a halacha flow, basically, right? That the initial takana is really tackled only for these notions that works. And because of that, that's why the takana is by everyone, but in the Tanami. And by most notions, the practical outcome of this takana is not really going to be relevant, because even when he comes, you know, there's still a sex data. Really, it's the agent that are going to create it at the end of the day, but some places Pshat Rashi is that that since Rav Lezer's chiddush is that he's kimlei. So what we're trying to show from the Mishnah is that to show that we view him or that you know, we view him as a kimlei, and what he says is we take seriously what he says. Whether that is going to create the issur or not in our Mishnah is not relevant for what the Gemara is bringing the Raya to. And therefore, that if you could explain that for the kol to go out and for the Eidim to come is dependent on whether we view him as a kimlei or not, that would be sufficient to bring the Raya from the Mishnah. Right? The difference of places, according to that Pshat and Rashi, is that that's not what one means to say. That don't take out from our Gemara that the Nemonis in the Mishnah is the Shabi Anapshi that we're talking about. Not. But being that, like the Gemara says, like Rashi speaks out, the Iker Chiddush of Reb Lezer is that he's Kimlei, so this, that Eidim, Kol will go out, and Eidim will bring Eidim, that, and that's dependent on whether or not he's a Kimlei. If he wouldn't be, he wouldn't view him as a Kimlei, and then the whole plan that having him come to Beis Din and a call will be empty, that wouldn't work.
People wouldn't take it seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they wouldn't spread the rumor. They'd say, oh, he's just that's what he's talking about. And it wouldn't spread the call and it wouldn't help.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's what Tosis means over there. But that's, you know, based on such an assumption, right, that a coil being yaitse is based on an authentic kimlei, the same kind of kimlei that we need in order to create the yaitse, right, that he could be, you know, that he could have been mechanic about whether that's necessarily dependent on each other, right, could be that place that the person doesn't hold like that, right, and therefore, you know, he says that's not an indication that would be a kimlei concerning David Bezin to create the instant. But in the Pshat Rashi, that's the word. And that's just to stress again that being that the Maskana HaGemara is, that the Ikka Chedesh of Reb Lezer is the kimlei, so if we have some kind of raya, even in another scenario, different type of mnemonic natives, but it's based on the kimlei, and that'll be raya, and that's the raya that the Gemara is bringing, the place says according to Rashi, even though the Nemonis and the Mishnah over there has nothing to do with Reb Lezer, because our Mishnah, the second one, was said even on notions that have a sexaka, and therefore the Baal coming, he wouldn't be able to create the Issa. The Issa that we're creating the Mishnah is Taka Mikreach Eidim, it's not Reb Lezer's in it at all, but it's all riding on the same premise, right, that we view him at when he says the Pesach Pesuah, that it's kindred.
Even though Rashi sees that Abai's Raya as only the kimlei to bring the Eidim, nevertheless, he holds that this, by a Kohen, the Yitzhak was already created. You don't need the Eidim to create the Yitzhak. You don't need the Eidim or Beis Din to create the Yitzhak. The fact that
right.
Kimlei had already created the Yitzhak.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even though that's not the Chiddush of Abai.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. According to my understanding, that's how I would work it out. That's what's you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is you. We're not here to you know.